NamNab is a podcast that deals with the grisly details of a variety of topics, including true crime cases, government cover-ups, conspiracies, and the paranormal. This content is not suitable for everyone. Viewer discretion is advised.
She was murdered.
Welcome back. This is Not a Monster, Not a Boogeyman.
I'm Naomi.
I'm Janae.
I'm Les.
And today I have a creepy story for you.
Creepy. Da, da, da.
I took a little break from all the
murder.
Bullshit.
Yes. The murder, the oppression, the
rape.
All the bad things we typically talk about. Exactly.
We're too full of depression for that right now.
Yeah, there's too much happening, and I figured we just need a little lighthearted, creepy story.
Good.
So here we are.
I appreciate that.
I actually have no trigger warnings for today's episode.
Wow, that's rare.
So it's not scary at all?
Not scary. It's not going to psychologically fuck you up. Like, I mean, maybe. But, like, not
you
for
live
any
in this area, yeah.
Reason specifically. My sources today are going to be Wikipedia, the Pineland Preservation Alliance, Weird New Jersey, the Press of Atlantic City, NewJersey.com, and HistoryCollection.com. Like I said, no content warnings. The Pinelands is home to some of the most beautiful scenery found in New Jersey, a densely wooded area with unique forms of life that rely on nutrient-poor soil and many fires in the area to live, thrive, and reproduce. A vastly different place compared to the many bustling cities around, like New York City and Philadelphia. What many don't know is deep within the Pinelands, there is an area called Leeds Point. A monster lives there with an origin story that dates back to the 1700s.
Jesus.
Today, we're talking about the Leeds Devil, also known as the Jersey Devil. You can't answer any of the questions I have about this case because you know too many things.
I'm a creepy story connoisseur.
Yes. And Les, have you ever heard of this before?
No.
No?
Like the Jersey Devil?
Yeah.
I have, semi, but I don't know anything about it.
Okay. Cool.
Just the name, really, is all I've heard.
It always reminds me of Coheed.
Because isn't there like a sports team or something? Oh, yeah. Coheed, too.
There is a sports team. We'll talk about that.
Are they based off of this? No fucking way.
Yes, they are. They actually were like, haha, that's so funny. Yes, that's our name now. We're the New Jersey Devils. Their hockey team.
Hot.
Right? Hockey is the better sport.
The sport. Y'all are gonna fight each other on ice? All right.
It's like the sexy equivalent of
seriously. Honestly. Of figure skating? It's the sexy equivalent of figure skating.
Yep. You nailed it. That's it.
All right. The Jersey Devil is a fucking terrifying creature. So that I can keep my research up. Do you mind Googling it and showing it to Alexis?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm scared. I don't want to see it, do I?
It's a weird thing. I'm going to describe it to you while Naomi pulls it up. It's been described as having a kangaroo-like body with bat wings, a horse head, cloven feet, claws, horns, and a forked tail. So it's pretty fucking scary looking.
Ooh, it was an X-Files.
It was an X-Files.
Sorry,
yeah.
I'm really excited. I love X-Files.
It's really gross. If you want to see a picture of it, go check out our Instagram, Not a Boogeyman. We'll have some up there.
I hate this.
I can't accurately describe what this thing looks like.
It's like a weird capybara.
It is. It's like an evil
capybara. Skinny capybara dragon goat.
Yeah.
That's
a great description. It's gross. There are many skeptics and believers of the Jersey Devil, so I'll start there. The origin story. Did you find a funny one?
I found the goat one.
Let me see. Oh, God. Doesn't it look like someone
I'm putting
just
this one on the Instagram.
Threw a goat in the air? They were like, it's the Jersey Devil.
Like, bat wings painted on it.
Are you sure that's not a fucking stuffed goat that you threw in the air?
I'm sure it is.
And they were like, why is no one taking me seriously?
This one's my favorite.
Buddy, it looks like that. That's why. Anyway. Origin story. So the legend has it that one of the first families to arrive here in the U.S. and colonize New England settled in what is now known as New Jersey. The family was known as the Leeds family. And the Leeds family was made up of 12 children. Many kids.
Jesus Christ.
Mother Deborah and father Japhet.
Japhet.
Okay, Jafar?
Right? I know. I was like, also, that's like a weird name. So maybe he's the demon?
But
it's said that they had many issues. Finances were tight with a 14-person family.
Yeah.
Because.
Surprise.
14 of you.
There's so many fucking people in this family.
You got too many kids.
And Japhet was a drunk.
Ah.
He was hell-bent on refusing to help care for his family. So, yes, he's a piece of shit.
Cool.
It's said that Deborah Leeds was pregnant with her 13th child and found out.
Fucking God, bitch.
In 1735.
I just love this 1735 bitch. She's like, this guy is a drunk. He doesn't help with anything. I'm going to have 13 kids with him.
Yeah, literally. All of the like early colonial stories are like, he's fucking garbage. They but you 5, know what?
1,000 kids.
Let's have 20 kids anyway. Lost my spot. It said that she was very stressed over this pregnancy because.
No shit.
That's a lot of fucking kids. And she would make remarks like, let it be the devil about her pregnancy, which like words have intention. So like, don't say shit.
Dude,
like that.
The fetus is like,
and it's like also sensitive to that stuff. So like, maybe don't go inviting fucking demons in your body.
Just say
stop doing that.
I hate this.
It gets worse.
My witch ass hates this.
Yeah. I know. When I read that, I was like, these are fucking terrible witches. But I think they were like Quaker Christian weirdos.
Exactly.
So.
Well, we know that happens.
This was obviously the wrong fucking thing to say. All right. On a rainy night in 1935, Deborah Leeds went into labor with her 13th child. By all accounts of the midwives there, the Leeds welcomed a healthy baby boy into their home that night. But within minutes of giving birth to what she believed to be a healthy normal baby boy, the child began to change. The baby grew at a rate much faster than a normal child. All I could think of while writing this was the end of Murder House.
Oh.
Or the end of AHS Murder House.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I could think of. Also, Twilight. Yeah, I forgot about that until just now, but
I
yes.
I hate that.
Sorry. Within a short period of time, this beautiful baby turned into the stuff of nightmares. Horns, bat-like wings, claws, feathers, and fur everywhere. It's believed that Deborah Leeds cursed her child to this, or that the child's father was actually the devil.
Ew. What the fuck?
Two versions.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. And then it's like, it's said that the creature actually killed Deborah Leeds, its mother, and some of the onlookers in the house while shrieking this horrible noise.
Ugh.
Just sounds like a blood-curdling, high-pitched squeal.
Oh my fucking God. This is horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Before
I hate this.
It pretty much just flew out of the chimney of the house and into the surrounding area known as Leeds Point and was lost within the pinelands of New Jersey. The Jersey Devil didn't kill anyone in the home, but those who, it did kill some of the people in the home, depending on the legend you read. So those people who lived to recount the story of seeing this creature believed that it called this area its home.
Ew. What? I don't like that.
Yeah. But, like, why would it not kill everybody? I don't know. I feel like it would kill everybody.
It still has feelings, Janae.
Well, I mean, if I offend it, I'm sure it'll kill me.
Whatever.
So there's, like, a lot of sightings of this thing, though.
Really?
Like, a long history of them. From the 1700s.
I don't like this.
Up to 2015 with the stuffed goat that the man threw in the air.
fly, buddy.
I love that. That's such a meme picture, too. This is millennial humor at its peak.
Yeah. Yeah, and the fact that he tried to pass it off as real is like, oh, that's gold, man. You really thought? He really thought. Okay. So by the late 1700s, many in this area and those new to the area had learned of the Leeds Devil. Throughout the rest of the 1700s and the 1800s, the Jersey Devil was seen off and on in the Pinelands, marshes, and woods.
Excuse me, I'm okay.
Its noises could be heard from nearby, and animals in the area would often wind up dead. Which we'll talk about more
that
later.
That sounds very fucking...
Chewbacca?
Yeah, I knew, you, yeah, I knew that's what you meant, but... It does sound like the Chewbacca.
Dude, I'm wigged out right now. I can't.
This thing's scary, dude. It's creepy.
Since you manifested this, I don't like it.
Yeah. That's kind of what I thought. I'm like, so she invited a demon into her body?
It sounds like
this?
She allowed something to enter her body, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because something like, she probably had a normal fetus at first, and something was like, I overheard someone ask for
I
a demon baby.
Shit.
I always embark on those opportunities.
It's like,
I
baby?
Love making demon babies.
Great.
My favorite pastime, creating demon children.
I'm sure if you're a demon long enough, you get fucking bored, right?
I guess.
You gotta find
I don't
something
know.
Just release some demon babies on the earth for fun.
No. Whenever you talk to someone who's like, I want kids, be like,
you
want to
make some
huh?
demons?
Yeah, no, that's fucking terrifying, yeah. though. Hey, how does it kill? Because, like, it didn't look very ferocious.
No,
not going to lie.
It looks like it probably has deer babies.
The talons are really
okay,
the concern.
To be fair, a kangaroo is a scary motherfucker.
All right, yeah.
I mean,
that shit is huge.
Terrifying.
It will rip your intestines out.
Also punch you in the face. That yeah. thing's like a boxer. But also the talons are really, really the issue
that
here.
Things in North America wouldn't know how to handle kangaroos, so like...
That's also true.
You're like, what the fuck is that? What the fuck?
Alien creature.
Yeah.
So there have been sightings.
Multiple sightings. So it was seen kind of off and on throughout the 1700s and 1800s.
Just here and there.
Yeah, you know.
Walking to town.
We'll talk about a couple of them. Walking into town, he's like, hey.
No, he's like.
Like I said, many animals in the area would wind up dead, which like could be wild animals too. So,
but
like,
yeah. talons though.
But
right?
now they have a reason.
We'll talk about
tell
that.
Each other about it.
We'll talk about that. There's not really any accounts of like how the animals died. It's just like they're dead. Mm. They were bad at history keeping, and still are. But even like Napoleon Bonaparte's brother lived in the U.S. in the early 1800s.
Yeah,
and. He claimed to have seen the beast while on a hunting trip in his, like, U.S. estate that was in the Pinelands area.
Weird.
Really weird.
That's really strange.
And we'll talk about another creature later that's, like, in the same region and could potentially be the same thing that Teddy Roosevelt hunted.
Hmm.
Fucking cute-ass Teddy Roosevelt.
I know. He's I could fight a bear, dude.
It's like, although I'm like, a Teddy Bear myself.
Like, I'm just going to go monster hunting real quick because that sounds fun.
Literally.
He's so square-shaped.
You might actually know what it is, too, because it's in Harry Potter as well.
Really?
Yeah, she took it from folklore.
That fucking bitch.
The most notable sighting, though. Yeah, fuck J.K. Rowling. But the most notable sighting wouldn't happen until, like, 1909.
Okay.
In 1909, strange footprints began to be reported just in the snow. But then they started finding them on, like, rooftops and through the fields, on fences, and in people's backyards. Hmm. And they were, like, weird feet. Weird chicken feet.
Talons?
I don't
talons.
Like that.
Yeah, he's got chicken feet.
Ew!
This elicited...
It's like an ostrich.
Yeah, it's like a... Oh... See,
it's like
it's
a dodo bird.
Weird creature.
Wombat.
I don't like that it has a horse head. That really bothers me.
I feel like we also forget that dinosaurs are related to
birds.
Chickens.
Yeah.
So it could be dinosaur feet, too. So more like reptilian.
Ooh, yeah. Like velociraptor feet.
Just T-Rex legs.
I like making fun of the Griftons because they're just so ridiculous, but also I'm scared.
I'm terrified of, this because there's so much to it more than I thought, but now I'm just imagining that his T-Rex legs.
There you go. This elicited panic from areas nearby of Camden and Philadelphia, which were the two closest and largest cities to the Pinelands at the time. The paper began reporting on it, saying that police were using hounds to find it, and they actually, like, took bloodhounds into the forest to look for it, but they would find a scent, and then they wouldn't follow it. They refused to follow the scent of this creature, which is a big red flag to me.
Even the dogs are like, fuck this noise, you're all on your own.
But yeah. Nope, I know what that is. I'm gonna, nope, not for me.
Like, that's a predator.
Yeah. So they wouldn't follow the scent. People were so afraid that they stopped sending their children to school.
What?
Jesus. Yeah. And, like, some of the lumber mills in the area shut down because millers wouldn't show up. They were like, hell no. Absolutely not. Just because of footprints. Like, no one has actually seen this thing recently. Just the footprints.
Weird.
There are stories of sightings in both Philadelphia and Camden at the time, and reports of police shooting the beast down only for it to reappear in the sky. Yes.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. These sightings began to become attacks on trolleys full of people. Like, it's not like a few people have seen this thing. It's
like groups of people at
have
a time.
Seen this thing.
Ew.
Like, it attacked a trolley full of people. It also attacked a social club, but would only attack those things late at night. This also prompted hunters in the area to search for the devil, which they never found. Also, are you going to take this out with a gun, really? I don't think so. Police did, apparently, and it got right the fuck back up. So, like, what are you going to do? The Philadelphia Zoo even offered a $10,000 reward for its capture so they could put it in their zoo.
No, that's fucking terrifying.
Yeah. They're like, capture it? Can we make money off
it's
of it?
It's a pet now.
Yeah.
Does anyone know if this has been seen internationally? Because I feel like China recently discovered this weird creature that sounds a little like it.
Really honestly, weird. There are only sightings of this thing in New Jersey.
Ew.
In this area. New England's got a bunch of weird shit happening up there.
I want to go.
I would also be down to just, like, go be there, be around.
Get picked up by the Jersey Devil.
It's like, I'm like, surprise, as I get fucking carried away like a vulture.
No, Janae would shit her pants.
I would shit my pants.
It would be you, though.
Yeah. The reward was never collected, obviously.
Do you think someone tried to bring in a stuffed goat with bat?
No, okay, I'm actually getting there because someone brought in a kangaroo with mechanical bat wings that they created, and they were like, here it is. And they were like, sir, no. And he's like, I don't think so, though. I think you owe me $10,000.
He's like, I spent $10,000 on these mechanical wings.
It was hard for me to get these mechanical wings on a kangaroo and get the kangaroo
I got
here.
A fucking kangaroo, dude.
How do you just get a kangaroo?
I'm saying, especially like, this is in 1909. This man found a fucking kangaroo.
Oh,
oh
what the my fuck? God.
There were other attempts, too, of just like playing animals, and they're like, that's a goat.
Kangaroos are really weird.
They're really weird. They look like little men. But dogs?
I'm terrified.
Dog men?
I don't like it.
That literally punch things in the face?
Little boxers. All right.
They found a 6 foot tall one recently. Or no, 8 foot tall? 6 foot tall. I think 6 foot tall.
All right. Yeah, like that's terrifying.
Nope. That's huge.
It's just as bad as the Jersey Devil.
Man.
Put some fucking mechanical wings on that thing and someone get it to the Philadelphia Zoo. In 1927, the beast was spotted again. This time, he attacked a cab driver late at night while he was changing a tire.
No!
The Jersey Devil swooped down and attacked, but the driver was able to get in his car and, like, lock it, and the beast was, like, attacking the
I hate that.
What?
Do we have any proof of this attack?
No.
It's just the man's word, which is really fucking weird.
Yeah. He reported this to the police, but many believed it to be actually an owl that he was attacked by and not a Jersey devil. He's like, are you sure?
Owls are fucking Jersey devil. They are huge.
Owls are massive. I did not realize how big they are until the other day. I saw a baby one. I thought that was a normal sized owl.
No, they're owls are huge. Fucking huge.
Have you ever seen an owl like at night? Like
4 foot. Yeah, they're like super tall.
Ugh. I did not know they were that big. In 1960, the nearby town of Maze Landing began to hear unsettling screams.
No.
But didn't know where they were coming from. Even people that could hear them nearby were like, is it you? Is it you? No. What the fuck? They like checked that with their neighbors. No. No one could figure out why these screams were happening or where they were coming from. Because of this and the proximity to the Jersey Devil's nesting area, police began to put up flyers stating that the Jersey Devil wasn't real. They were like, Jesus. You guys need to stop calling 911 about the Jersey Devil. There's nothing we can do. Please stop.
Oh my god, that is so funny.
Can you imagine that, like, you have such a problem with a cryptid in your area that they're like, fucking A. I feel like Mothman was not that bad.
No.
Right? Like, people weren't like, oh my god, Mothman.
No, Mothman would just kind of like chase after cars and be like, sup, I like your headlights.
Right?
Would just like stand there. I feel like the worst one was like when it started fucking with that guy's house and then stole his dog.
Well, why did you come looking for me? What do you want?
No, he showed up in his backyard.
Yeah, I know. After they went to New Mexico, though, right? Or...
There was right? a separate sighting where there one was like an old cryptic man who saw him. Not the couple.
Oh, there's I thought another one was like was the old couple. Man. I'm like, they deserved it.
Yeah, they deserved it.
Take their dog.
Wow. So police were literally like, you guys need to calm down on the sighting of this fucking Jersey Devil.
It well, I mean, exist. The police did that in Mothman, too. They were like, oh, it's a crane.
Oh, yeah, they did say that.
And it doesn't make any goddamn sense?
Cranes are not 10 feet tall. Mm-mm. Just going to say that.
But where's this proof, man? I needed the body.
Yeah. I need the body.
I need the body.
Bring me Mothman's head. There was a circus owner who lived in that town, though, and he was like putting up his own flyers, and he's like, I have $100,000 for you if you find me the Jersey Devil so I can put him in my freak show. Which it doesn't sound like you could control him, so like, good luck, but whatever. The reward was never claimed because no one ever found it.
But that shows that he actually fucking believed it was yeah. real, too.
Yeah. Also, a businessman, because honestly, if that shit is real... You just made a lot of money. In the 70s, a woman saw the Jersey Devil in her rearview mirror while she was driving through a wooded area.
Mothman.
Yeah, exactly. The That's car sightings. Mothman. She described this creature as having leathery wings, the head of a horse, goat-like hindquarters, but it stood upright.
Ew.
She sped out of the area as fast as she could. She was like, I am not fucking with that. Goodbye.
Mothman?
Yeah. I know. I thought that too.
That sounds like Baphomet. I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
You summoned Baphomet.
They're fucking kids.
Into your baby.
You summoned Baphomet into your baby. Now it's just running around.
Antichrist. Jesus.
In the 80s, a park ranger stumbled upon quite the sight in Wharton State Forest. A whole pack of pigs dead in the road. It seems that they had been let out, but then attacked by a local animal. The park ranger who found it got closer, and the pigs had talons in their back, like talon marks in their back and on their heads, and their brains were eaten, but the rest of the body was intact.
There is fear.
The ranger even said that this was not a typical, like, thing to find. Like, even if he found dead animals, it didn't look like that.
Either this is, like, a really bad, bad prank. Or
that shit's real.
Yeah.
Like, only their brains are missing.
That's such a
fucking chaotic. There was actually a sighting in the 90s too, but I didn't write anything down about it. So it's like, it's consistently been seen. I think even Halsey, like the singer, mm-hmm. she grew up in New Jersey and she has stories about seeing this thing.
No way.
Yes.
I need to watch that.
Either, I'm pretty sure about, I watched her Hot Ones thing and she talks about the Jersey Devil and having mm-hmm. seen it and having stories about it. So, in 2015, there was a sighting, quote, on a golf course. But when the pictures were released, it was laughable. It's that one.
It's the goat flying through the air. That sounds like some rich kids being like, let's fuck with them.
We'll have that picture up on our Instagram. It's really fucking funny. obviously, that one's not, like, that's not real.
I love it, though.
And even the guys from Ghost Adventures went on a hunt for this thing. But they didn't find any solid proof.
Yeah.
Didn't they do that with Mothman, too?
I don't know if they did. Hmm. I just know that Glam and Gore went and did like a makeup thing there. And it was really fun to watch.
Cool.
Because she also started experiencing weird shit when she was there. And like a storm came in right when she was talking about it, and she was in the middle of the woods. Huh. So it's really weird, and people keep like having videos of stuff they find in that video of hers. So might be worth watching.
Interesting.
But it was spoopy.
Spoopy. All right. This is going to seem like an out of place question, but it's not. What do you guys know about Ben Franklin and his contributions, quote, to America? This actually ties into the story. This isn't out of nowhere.
Wasn't, oh, wait.
No one knows shit about American history over here. It's totally fine because I don't know anything.
Fuck Ben Franklin.
That was like middle school. I don't fucking know.
So, kites, electricity.
That, okay, I was about to say that, okay. But I wasn't sure if that was Thomas Edison.
No. Fair enough.
I thought you were talking about like more like legal shit, and I was like,
no, I don't know
the fuck
any of that.
Yeah, he like was out, he was like, I think I can fucking shock myself in yeah. this rain.
He's like, this seems like a fun idea.
So I'm gonna literally be a conductor for this shit.
Yep.
And he got electrocuted.
Yep. Well, he was also a printer, so like he used the printing press, printed a lot of things, including the poor man's or the poor farmer's almanac.
Mm-hmm.
Which was used, and I think still is used, for, like, farming reasons. They release one every year. Tells you about the weather and yeah. shit. His primary competition towards colonial settlers, Daniel Leeds of the Leeds family. He tried to convince settlers to buy from him instead of from Daniel Leeds, as he wasn't from a family of monsters. This caused many Quakers in the area to single Daniel Leeds out as a, quote, pagan, and he was outcast by the Puritan society that ruled the area at the time.
Oh my god, so it's just gossip?
Straight up, Ben Franklin
had some beef?
Is a fucking gossipy hoe. That's what we have learned today.
Jesus Christ.
He's like, unlike that bitch over there,
yeah,
and that
fucking demons for family. But I will take it.
Yeah, this one, I just thought it was funny, because, like, wow, shady, Ben Franklin, shady. because of this, Daniel was like, fuck you, I'll go be a witch then, and dabbled in the Christian occult and natural magic.
So he did basically summon, all right,
manifest.
I'm done with this
No,
now.
This is actually, like, a little bit after the Leeds Devil's already born and living out in the area.
He's like, my life was officially touched
yeah,
by Satan.
Daniel Leeds was like, a family member, a descendant of this family.
Oh.
Yeah. Leeds was then obviously considered evil.
Of course.
Right. But also he was like pro monarchy and like.
Oh, gross.
On
yeah.
the side of England. So like, yeah, maybe he was evil. because of this, Ben Franklin spread the story of the Leeds Devil far and wide. except it was actually in reference to Daniel Leeds and his blasphemous writings. So. Mm. Technically, the Leeds Devil is in reference to this, like, witch guy. That Ben Franklin was like, fuck you, I'm going to sell more fucking almanacs. And he did. He did sell more almanacs, so it worked. But and capitalism.
I can't fucking believe the other side of the story.
It's just
is
amazing
capitalism.
How, like, you put something out there in the fucking newspaper, it's facts.
Yeah.
Bada bing, bada boom. Literally. It's brainwashed a whole fucking state.
Literally. In short, the myth of the Jersey Devil has been debunked due to the Ben Franklin theory. A lot of people just
chalk it up to being an asshole.
Yeah, literally. It's just chalked up to, like, here's the actual historical context, and this is what it was changed into to, like, freak people out. There's no tangible historical basis for the Jersey Devil. I mean, that family did exist. They did have 12 children.
That's the weird part to me. This whole story is true.
Right. Except for the part where no one can actually find the thing.
And why would a family lie about that?
Right. Again, like I said, no tangible historical basis other than those people actually existing. Yet it's still considered one of the scariest legends of the area. Many believe that what was seen as the Jersey Devil was actually a hammerhead bat, which is what we looked at earlier, that weird bat. But those are actually only native to a very specific region of Africa.
Oh.
Okay, so it wouldn't make sense for it to be in Jersey.
Right. Because they can't really survive out of that region, is my understanding.
So
it probably wasn't that thing.
Just a really fat bat that's mutated.
Yeah, I feel like
a rat.
I feel like the Jersey Devil is, like, taller than that bat, too. Like, in its depictions, right?
Well, and why would that bat start attacking people?
And where the fuck are these long-ass talons that can apparently rip open a pig's head?
And eat only the brains? Is that part of that bat's diet?
I didn't look that far into the bat. But maybe? But I doubt just brains.
It's not,
like,
doubt
nothing
it's
in nature is that picky.
No, it's just a human thing.
Yeah. For now, the Jersey Devil is no more than a legend that the locals actually find funny, similar to Mothman, right?
Yeah.
The locals kind of make a joke out of it and monetize it, which, fair enough. In the 80s, New Jersey named their hockey team the Jersey Devils based off the legend.
Ah.
And every year, there's a festival in honor of the legend where there's a Jersey Devil costume and tattoo contest. There's a hunt for the Jersey Devil, which, no. And more fun things. Yes. And that's kind of where the story of the Jersey Devil ends for now. Until we find a tangible... I mean, like, witness accounts, sure.
It's interesting to me.
But there's an awful lot of sightings of this creature. Mm-hmm.
There's no catching it.
There's no catching it.
Mm-mm.
It murders you.
It's something real.
The other thing I was going to bring up is there's another creature, like, in the area, the thing that Teddy Roosevelt tried to hunt, called a snallygaster.
What?
And it's like a reptile bird thing, but it has bird feet and, like, a snake body and a bird head. So people think it might be the same thing because it's, like, near that same area, but more Washington, D.C., Baltimore area. But, yeah, that's also, I don't know a lot about it, but seems like it could be the same thing. And people are just mixing
I don't know,
up.
You guys.
Or
sometimes I believe
things.
In these things. Yeah. Because one time
we had just have weird
we
creatures.
Were driving and we were in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And we were, like, a three-car party. Like, we were all following each other. And this, like, thing jumped out. And they said that it looked like a big man pig. Man bear pig.
Man bear pig.
But, yeah, like, they all saw it. And they all pulled over. And it was, like, the adults. And you're, like, a kid. And they're, like, what the fuck are they talking about? But, yeah, they saw something.
I don't necessarily disbelieve that these things exist. I think certain ones exist.
Yeah.
And I think...
Well, and then there's, like, the chupacabra, and then it kind of brings up that whole question of, like, it just drinks blood.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the brains thing and the claws.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, like, all these weird creatures that you only see in certain places.
Yeah. And then, like, we talked
there's
about...
There's all those sightings in fucking New Mexico and Arizona and Nevada.
Yeah.
That whole place is fucking creepy.
Like,
there's
we talked
so
about...
creatures we don't know.
In your, like, cultural folklore one... There's so many things that are the same thing in different cultures. So, like, they can't all be wrong, right?
No.
Or it can't all be myth. I don't know.
What have do you seen think? The Jersey Devil?
Yeah. What do you guys think? You think this thing's real?
Nah.
No?
Nah.
You think it's real?
I just believe in spirits too much.
Yeah.
To be like, I feel like this thing's very real.
Yeah. Which is fair. If you've seen it, come tell us. I would really like to know. Like, has anyone actually seen this
thing? Is it that much of a little baby goat?
Yeah. Is it the tiny goat?
Is it too hard to find it on your cell phone?
Yeah.
Oh. We have TikTok. If somebody could give me a TikTok of the Jersey Devil, I'd be fucking thrilled.
Yeah, that would be cool. Someone go find it. Not me, but someone else.
We are now sending teenagers to go hunt the Jersey Devil
for us. I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
Yeah, that's a really bad idea on TikTok.
But no, I'm genuinely curious if anyone's actually seen this thing. Because obviously I've never seen it. I live in fucking Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Never even been to New Jersey. Gerard Way, have you seen this thing? Mike M?
Please answer.
Yeah. Please respond. Come back next week. I'm sure Les has a great story for you.
Dun, dun, dun. Yes, I do.
In the meantime, don't forget to give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcast or your podcast player. And that's it, right?
If you want to see the pictures of this thing, go to our Insta, Not a Boogeyman. Mm-hmm. So I'll have the drawings and also that one goat picture. And probably the bat.
Yeah, the bat too.
So you can tell us if, you know, you think this could be it.
Yeah. Snallywag. Let us know if you like these. the Snallywag. We should put a picture of a Snallywag too.
Okay.
But let us know if you like these cryptid ones. This was actually an interesting break for me from the other stuff. And like, they're kind of fun to do because they're just kind of ridiculous, but also terrifying. So.
Yeah. Well, and I would love to talk about, like, weird sightings that people have had on the internet of different creatures.
Yes.
But I don't know if, like, they would be interested in hearing it.
Yeah.
Because I think that could be fun. So if you guys want to hear any episodes on, like, weird sightings that have happened recently of different creatures.
Yes.
Let us know, and I'd be happy to do an episode on that.
Woo-woo. If you have any episode ideas for us, send them to us. Give us an email, notamonsternotaboogeyman@gmail.com. Jesus. Come back next week. We'll have something good for you. Les has a story for you.
Bye.
Bye.